Yeah, just before we go to our quiz contestants, the late Bob Hawke was a Para fan.
You reckon?
Well, I don't, that's just what Andrew says on the text.
I don't know about that. He loved having the Canberra boys, obviously, at Parliament House. But you think he's a Parramatta fan, Bob Hawke? Never heard that before.
Never heard it.
What about this? Hi, boys. Just thought I'd let you know I'm listening in to the app on Waikiki Beach. Dougie Storm. There we go. We're listening. Hello, world, you could say, Brent. Hello, world.
Yeah.
This is Breakfast with Ossie and Brandy. Going all around the world. We had a listener earlier this morning in from Italy listening on the app, overlooking the water with a glass of wine. Lovely stuff. Great. Mm-hmm. Now, grand final tickets to give away. Now, this is enormous. We have a double pass to give away right now. Fans have been participating all week. They all went into a draw. Two of those were pulled out today, Brent of Calderwood and Tane of the Central Coast. They now go head-to-head. Now, wouldn't it be great if one was a Panthers supporter and one for Parramatta supporter? Brandy, would you welcome in our contestants? First of all, it is Brent of Calderwood.
Brent, good morning.
Hey, boy. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Now, are you an Eels or a Panthers fan?
I'm a Parramatta tragic.
Hey, you're a Parramatta tragic.
Good.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
And our other contestant? Tane, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
We're good. We're good. Now, what about you? Eels or Panthers or another?
As an eight-year-old, the first game I remember watching was the 86 Grand Final, and that spurred me into being a Para fan. Then the next year, Manly won, so I went for them. And and 95, started going for the Warriors and have suffered ever since.
All right. Okay. Well, that means you can wear Panthers out. If you've had three teams in your life, you can now have a fourth. So Tane, the Panthers fan, it's not Tane Milne either, who's serving a 6-week ban.
Well,
so we've got Eels v Panthers. Tane, the fine cotton of rugby league fans. But we'll go back to Brent first. Now, Brandy, you're the quiz master because you did go on Sale of the Century, so you know how quizzes
Correct.
Work. And you were very good at that. We could replay that if we wanted.
Well,
you're very good. So you're the quiz master, Brandy. And how would Glenn Ridge have done it?
He's going to ask two questions each.
Right.
Now, and we just keep going, right?
Okay.
Two questions each.
Okay. All right, Brent. Two questions at Brent. So he has to get two right to keep on going.
Correct.
If he only gets one and Tane gets two right, then Tane wins straight away.
Tane wins. Okay, Brent, you ready?
Yeah, mate.
Okay. Both teams competing in Sunday's grand final have co-captains. So we've got four captains across the park. Name three of them.
Clint Gutherson, Junior Barlow, and Isaiah Yeo.
Nice. Correct. There we go. Nathan Cleary, the other one. Okay. Here's another. In 1984, the Eels were looking to make it four premierships in a row. What was the scoreline and who defeated the Eels in the 84 grand final?
That's a hard question.
Can everybody beat them?
Mm. Yep.
I'm going to go scoreline 6-4.
6-4, bang, got it.
Bang, yeah.
That's good.
Mark Bugden, the only try scorer of that grand final, is that what it is?
The only try scorer, yep. Yep, wow. Okay. Let's cross to Tane. So Brent's got his two questions right.
That's impressive, Brent. Hold up.
Yeah,
that's lovely. That's a lovely touch, Tane. That's beautifully done, mate. If there's a sportsman's award, you're certainly getting it. There's no award, though.
Tane, who captained the Panthers to their 2003 premiership win?
2003, Craig Gower.
Correct. Nice. Very good.
Solid.
Very good. Who was the Eels captain the last time they went to a grand final?
Ooh, the last time they went to a grand final. Eels captain.
Eels captain, 09.
Mm-hmm. 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, I'm gone.
Oh, no, Tane. He's
Bossy,
gone down.
It's, telling the answer.
Can I go for the steal?
Nathan Kalis. I'm taking a stab. I'm not 100% sure.
It's Nathan Kalis.
It was a Kiwi.
Nathan
there you Kalis. Go, Nathan Kalis.
There you go.
Tane. Guess what, Tane? You're on your own.
Nah,
if you want to get
all
to the
good.
Grand final,
all
mate.
Good.
But thank you for coming on, and you had a crack, and my goodness, you're a confused rugby league fan. Good luck to the Warriors.
Good on
you,
Tony.
The Warriors will do that for you. Hey, well done, Brett. Mate. Enjoy the game, mate. Congratulations.
Oh, that's
thanks, Tane.
That's lovely. See?
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, there you go. Tane, Brett, you are now going to the grand final. Who are you taking with you?
I'm a brother. We're season ticket holders, so it's pretty hard to get tickets. But, my brother and I will be going.
There we go.
Nice. I've been looking forward
excellent,
to today
mate.
All,
well
all
done.
Week. Thank you. Cheers, boys.
Well done. Good
the
stuff.
Juju. Juju. Brett has won the NRL Grand Final double pass, and Tane was a very, very gallant runner-up. We had a tiebreaker question. Tiebreaker was going to be, how many first-grade games did Greg Alexander play? Greg, how many? What's the answer?
265.
Correct.
You know what the other one was? Now, we're going to bring Peter Sterling into it.
Yep.
What was the number that we played the same amount of first-grade games? I played 228 for Penrith. He played 228 for the Eels.
Right. So where did we get the 265 from?
Well, I played for the Warriors as well, Andrew.
Of course.
Yeah. No,
course,
you forgot, didn't
if
you?
Only, though. I've forgotten. Totally forgotten that wonderful era. Right. Well, at 23 and a half after eight, enough of crap stats from us. Let's go to the man who lives in the world of crap stats. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.